Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. I don't know how you plan things, but at our house, the weekend shopping list gets made out every Thursday night. And that's a good time to check your supply of Alka-Seltzer. When your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Some more Alka-Seltzer at the drugstore. You'll want to have Alka-Seltzer on hand for headaches or upset stomachs, of course. But remember, too, this is the cold-catching season. And if you should come down with a cold, discover how Alka-Seltzer can add comfort to your cold treatment. Taken as directed, Alka-Seltzer relieves the headache, the feverish feeling, the aches and pains that bother you when you have a cold. Yes, what it means is that Alka-Seltzer helps you feel better while you're getting better. So, put it on your shopping list right now, won't you? 2 packages, Alka-Seltzer, at drugstore. That's Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
Ever since Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista learned that his friend Wallace Wimple had sold a couple of mystery stories to a publisher, the matter has been preying on his mind. So, look what's going on today at the Wimple home.
If you want me, copper, come and get me. Exclamation point. There. You got that, Wimp?
I think so, Mr. McGee.
My idea of teaming up with you like this to help you write your next book is going to make us both famous, Wimp. You know that?
Well, I don't want to sound ungracious or anything, but I did manage to write 2 books and sell them all by myself, you know.
Sure, and with me helping you from here on out, we'll turn out 1 million of them, boy. It's the combination of 2 great talents that's going to make this a great book.
Oh, I wouldn't say.
Betcha. It would have been silly for me to try to write this book alone because you got a talent, Wally, a talent that I just simply haven't got.
Well, thank you, Mr. McGee.
Typing. Yes, sir. I could never type worth a hoot myself. But with my talent for thinking up stories and your talent for typing them out, we'll make a great author. Read back what we just wrote there. Let's hear the last part.
All right. I know you are in there, Louis, the great detective O'Shaughnessy asserted. You were smart to pull the blinds and put up the sign that says, Out to Lunch. But you overlooked, he continued, 1 thing. You got asthma, and I can hear you breathing.
Yeah.
Then it says, If you want me, copper, come and get me. Exclamation point.
Swell. Well, that completes chapter 6. Going great so far, huh?
I can't wait to see how it turns out myself.
Me too.
We still have 1 problem, though, you know, in chapter 3.
Yeah, that's true. Chapter 4, 5, and 6 went great, but gotta figure some way to get Detective O'Shaughnessy out of that abandoned mine shaft where they flung him in chapter 3 somehow.
You still don't like my suggestion about the 2 uranium hunters who happened to be passing and fell in the mine shaft with him?
No, that's too coincidental, Wimp. And besides, 3 of them down in that hole won't do us any more good than just 1.
But I told you. They stand on each other's shoulders, and Detective O'Shaughnessy, who's on top, grabs this tree root
now,
and...
How do the other 2 get out?
Oh, who cares? Good heavens, if we have to worry about every uranium hunter who falls down an old mine shaft, we'll never...
That's no good, Wimp. That's too easy. Did you ever read Hemingway?
Ernest Hemingway, of course.
No. Hemingway Savage, the great murder writer. He would never bring in a couple of characters like that and leave them in a hole just to get his hero out. It's simply... Who the heck's calling up disturbing us again? Your house is as busy as mine. I could have stayed home and...
Well, excuse me. Hello? Mrs. Wimple's residence. Wallace speaking.
Make it quick, will you?
Who?
Get O'Shaughnessy out of that hole.
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter? Your wife coming home?
I'm terribly sorry, sir. I'm sure it wasn't done purposely. Yes, I'll have it moved. Oh, yes, immediately. Yes, goodbye, sir.
What the heck was that?
The man across the street. A very mean character.
Yeah?
He's a lot like this Burp Gun Louie person we're writing about. Nasty. And, well, it seems that you parked your car right in front of his house, Mr. McGee.
So what? The street is free.
Well, he doesn't seem to think so. He said for you to move it right away or he'll call the police.
Ha! Let him.
But he's terribly ill-tempered and...
So who cares? Look, Wimp, I know the law. There's nothing that says he owns the street or that he can tell anybody where to park their car. Ignore the loud mouth.
Well, if you say so...
Now, come on, get some paper in that typewriter and let's get O'Shaughnessy out of that hole.
Yes, sir.
With our hero stuck in the bottom of the hole, we're stuck in the middle of the book. Let's figure out how we can get him out of there and get on with it.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
If you're planning to get out and do things this weekend, be sure to dress good and warm so you don't catch cold. But just to be on the safe side, better make sure you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand, too.
That's right. Because if you do catch cold, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better while you're getting better. Try this ABC cold comfort treatment.
A?
Alka-Seltzer. Take it as directed to relieve the feverish, ache-all-over feeling of a cold.
B?
Be wise. Take care of yourself.
And C?
Comfort your raw and irritated throat with a soothing Alka-Seltzer gargle.
That's good advice, Eleanor. When you have a cold, take care of yourself and take Alka-Seltzer. You'll say it's wonderful the way Alka-Seltzer adds comfort to your cold treatments.
Get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer at the drug counter soon.
Yeah, Molly, I'm glad you called, kiddo. Sure, we're getting along swell with it. Working on Chapter 12 right now.
Tell her the plot.
You see, what's happened, Molly, the great detective O'Shaughnessy has been trailing Burke Gunlouie, the killer, for 11 chapters, and... Hmm? Yeah, that's because he knocks people off with a Burke gun, see? Sure. Anyhow, O'Shaughnessy has him trapped in the cellar of this abandoned casket factory, and... Huh? Well, certainly we can sell that stuff.
Oh, my publishers are begging for it.
Sure, Wimp gets letters every few days from his publishers. They're tickled to death with his other two mystery books, and the next one he writes, they want it. Yeah, well, I'll talk to you later, kiddo. Let's see, where were we?
On chapter 12, page 287.
Yeah, hey, we're sailing, aren't we?
We are doing quite well, I think. But,
Yeah, what's the matter?
Oh, I don't like to carp, Mr. McGee, but...
You go right ahead and carp, boy. You got a right to carp if you want to. After all, we're partners in this literary masterpiece, just like Damon and Runyon. Speak up.
Well, I keep thinking of chapter 3.
Yeah, I know. We've still got O'Shaughnessy down that mine shaft, and we don't get him out of that hole in chapter 3. All this fine writing we're doing in chapter 12 is kaput. Wasted. Ah, let me think. Hard. There must be somewhere...
So, just when we're... Hello? Mrs. Wimple's residence, what... Oh, it's you. It's the man across the street, Mr. McGee, about your car.
Oh, well, tell him off, Wimp. Get tough.
Me? Well, I'll speak to him, but...
Get sore, boy, get sore. Now, let me see.
Well, Now, you listen here, sir. I'm sick and tired of...
O'Shaughnessy's down this hole 20 feet deep.
Well, that doesn't cut any ice with... I get it. What?
Maybe there's dynamite in the shaft and he blows himself up. No.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you can... What?
O'Shaughnessy had a friend with a helicopter and a long rope. No.
Oh, for goodness sakes, let me get nasty for a minute, will you? If you keep yelling all the time, how can I...
Here, give me that phone. I'll handle that guy.
He hung up. You coward.
Well, by George, you better stop calling up here and disturbing our peace when I'm trying to get O'Shaughnessy out of that hole, or if anybody's going to call the cops, I am.
Goodness, he was nasty. He said he's got a $9,000 home over there, and he doesn't want anybody's beat-up old $40 jalopy parked in front of it to make it look shabby.
What? Well, that does it. By George, that's the last straw. Give me my coat.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm
going
to have a little talk with that wiseacre. Hey, Wimp, I'm back, boy. Our troubles are over.
Well, I'm glad to... Good heavens, Mr. McGee. Your clothes all dirty and torn.
Sure.
Your face is all scratched. Oh, you're a mess.
Boy, oh boy, it worked out swell, Wimp. Just great.
Great?
Luckiest break I ever had, getting in that argument with that guy across the street.
Lucky? Lucky he didn't kill you from the looks of you.
He didn't lay a hand on me. What happened was, he started pushing me off his porch, see, and I kept backing up, till finally he backed me out into the street, and then when he swung at me, I jumped back another step, and I fell down an open manhole.
Oh, dear. After all that, I hate to...
So with that, the guy goes back in his house and leaves me there, down in the manhole, helpless. Wasn't that perfect?
Perfect? Well, what's
the... 'Cause I got it solved, Wimp. I laid in that manhole, and I pretended I was bound and gagged. I rolled on the floor, shook a pencil and address book out of my pocket, tore off a page with my teeth, and wrote the word help on it. I found a rock, wrapped the note around it, and made a slingshot out of one of my garters, waited till I heard footsteps on the street, shot the rock out of the manhole, caught a city street cleaner right in the seat of the pants, and he agreed to drop a rope down to me and haul me out for a buck and a half. So that's how we got O'Shaughnessy out of the mine hole. Great, huh?
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
What's the matter? Don't tell me you don't like it.
Well.
My gosh, this is real. Boy, this is true life. This'll finish our story and make the greatest mystery book them publishers ever.
Well.
What's that? What you got?
A letter from my publishers.
Huh?
It was in the mailbox and, well, read it.
Let me see. Dear Mary Ellen Strongheart.
My pen name.
Sure. Due to a changing market, we are no longer interested in buying any more cheap murder mysteries. If you have any cheap love stories, however, send them... What?
Yes.
Throw O'Shaughnessy back down that mineshaft. I'm going home to dinner.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Mother, after a long and tiring day, and by the time you feed the family and get the youngsters off to bed, you certainly deserve a need to relax a little. But sometimes you may be just too wound up to relax. Well, for such times, remember this. Miles Nervine soothes nervous tension, so you can relax. It helps you keep calm. Miles Nervine is easy to buy at all drugstores, and it's pleasant to take, too, in either effervescent tablets or liquid. Take Miles Nervine during the day to relax or before bedtime for sound, relaxing sleep. Follow the label. Avoid excessive use. Yes, to soothe nervous tension and help you relax. Remember, Miles Nervine.
And you mean after all your trouble figuring out how to get O'Shaughnessy out of the mine, the publishers don't even want the book?
No. Nope. Not interested in mysteries anymore. All they want now is cheap love stories.
Hmm. Say now.
Hmm?
Maybe while O'Shaughnessy is down that mine shaft, he could meet a nice girl. A miner's daughter, maybe, who was trapped there and left for dead during the gold rush. She wouldn't exactly be young or good-looking, but she...
Let's just skip it. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson plays Wallace Wimple. This is John Wall thanking you for joining us and inviting you to be with us again for another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly.